this, Kim, to the family destination. It
yes,
get there safely. The people in Michigan make it down safely. There's no incidents of traffic or
yes, Father.
Any precautions that they have, they can take and have a good time with their family.
Yes,
and
Lord.
See a fruitful and loving time together with no
yes.
incident, Father God. They have a nice, restful vacation.
Yes,
come
yes.
home well rested.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right. Isaiah chapter 11. Somebody like to jump us off. We ahead of the rest of us.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist.
Okay. When you think about the rod from the stem of Jesse, what do you think that would be talking about? Seed of Jesse, David,
mm-hmm. and Jesus.
The sheep will come up from the stump of Jesse. Yeah.
When you first think about it, if you aren't careful, yes, the first thought would and should be
Jesus.
David.
David.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. David was the child of Jesse that became king in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And these things that are said are good about him. But then if you read down just a little bit more, and if you read verses 6 through 9.
Mm-hmm. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them.
Mm.
The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain.
Mm-hmm.
For the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Okay. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Exciting to anybody?
Yes. It's comforting.
So that's what outrules David, because these things go beyond what happened in David's day.
Mm.
You notice what he said about what, starting off in verse 6, the first thing?
The wolf would dwell with the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did that happen during David's time?
No.
I doubt it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? David did a lot of great things. Okay? But the wolf and the lamb didn't dwell together
mm-hmm.
during his time. The leopard didn't lie down with the young goat.
Mm-hmm.
During David's time.
Unless he was eating it.
Mm-hmm. The cow and the bear didn't graze together.
Mm-hmm.
And the young ones did not, the young bear and the young cow didn't lie down together. The lions didn't eat straw like an ox. But the thing about it is, the day is going to come
mm-hmm.
when these things will happen. Okay,
Amen.
They will happen for at least 1,000 years
mm-hmm.
after Jesus returns with his church and his peace reigns these things will happen for 1,000 years. Won't it be good to be around during that time?
Yes.
Instead of all the stuff that's going on now. Okay? So then, and the thing that really gives you a clue that this season is talking about Jesus and not David, because it's good to think of a lot of great things that could happen during David's time. But there's something that he says in verse 9 that gives you a clue that it's not talking about David. Can anybody tell me what that might be?
They heard him in his holy mountain.
In whose holy mountain?
The only holy mountain, I would think, is God's.
Right, it says in my holy mountain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that gives you a clue that it's talking about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And not talking about
the
David.
The
yes, full.
Mm-hmm.
The earth. It means all the people shall have knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, there's too many ignorance going on nowadays.
Yes. Amen. Okay.
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious.
Okay, mm-hmm. Once again, so who would that indicate that we're talking about?
Jesus.
This is still a root of Jesse.
Mm-hmm. David.
But,
David and Jesus.
No, wait a minute. It said, but he shall stand as a banner to the people, and the Gentiles will seek him. Did the Gentiles seek David?
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Like Jesus.
Right, the Gentiles seek Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and his resting place shall be glorious. So this is once again, I'm not trying to take anything from David. David was a glorious man, a godly man and all. But this is talking about another seed of Jesse. This is talking about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
okay? Any questions, any comments? Okay.
It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again to the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath, Hammath, and the islands of the sea.
Actually, he's still set his hand again the second time. What do you think that might imply? He's going to set his hand a second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left.
The coming of Christ.
Okay, when did he set his hand the first time?
Was that the flood?
No. How about when he delivered his people from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
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 Then he will set his hand a second time to recover his people who are left, those that are left, because a lot of them are going to be wiped out before the return of Jesus. And he will set his hand to recover them for the second time from all of these nations that they've been scattered to. He's going to recover all of his people and bring them back together as a nation. Okay. And
he will set up a banner for the nations,
mm-hmm.
and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So there will be a regathering of the people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
How they've been scattered all over the planet. But there will be a regathering of them in the last days. From the four corners of the earth. But back then they didn't know that the earth was round. So I guess that's why they called it four corners. Okay.
Also the envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim.
Look at there, the end of wars. We talked about that Sunday, when the wars would come to an end. He find these nations, these Israeli nations fighting against each other, they won't be fighting against each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be envying each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the adversaries of Judah will be cut off. And Ephraim shall not envy Judah. And Judah shall not harass Ephraim.
Mm-hmm.
Won't that be a pleasant day?
Yeah.
And even like right now,
mm-hmm.
where you got Russia and
Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah. Yeah. Just all these people fighting, and you can't really, for what?
Mm-hmm. Israel.
What more territory does Russia need right now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines. Toward the west together they shall plunder the people of the east.
Mm-hmm.
They shall lay their hand on Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon shall obey them. The Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt. With his mighty wind he will shake his fist over the river and strike it in the seven streams and make men cross over dry shod.
Okay. So God's going to make some changes in the last days. Since with his mighty hand he will do what? Verse 15, with his mighty hand.
He will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River.
Mm-hmm. So you remember the last time God swept his hand?
Euphrates River?
Mm-hmm.
Last time God did that, the river parted.
Mm-hmm.
And the people walked through on dry land. Well, somehow that's going to happen, whether it's going to be literally or not, but it's going to be as though it happens again in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
And God will, and it said, he shall strike seven streams and make men cross over dry shod.
Mm-hmm.
So, seven is usually a number of completion. So that means that he's going to strike over all the oceans, and people will be able to walk across on dry land,
mm-hmm.
as it were, wherever it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be as when the nation of Israel left Egypt, how when it was needed, they were able to go through the middle of the river on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a highway for the remnant of his people who will be left from Assyria, as it was for Israel in the day that he came up from the land of Egypt.
Okay. Anybody want to take that one? There will be a highway for the remnant of his people. As we said, there's going to be quite a few of them cut off before the last days.
Mm-hmm. But the path they can take.
Huh?
Right. That'll be the path they can
exactly,
take.
Exactly, exactly. For those that are left, that will be the path they can take.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be for Israel in that day as it was when they came up from the land of Egypt, how God was there with them and for them, doing whatever miraculous things needed to be done for them, God was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be that way again. Not that he will neglect us now, but it will be shown that in that day that this was his chosen people from the beginning. A lot of people think, like I used to think when I was younger, that God has cut Israel off,
mm-hmm.
and that it's just the church now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn a bit later. I had a guy, we were talking about that, and I was telling him that no, Egypt, those aren't the people of God anymore. Israel aren't the people of God anymore. And God has cast them off.
Come and go.
Yes. He said that, I said, God cut them off, and now so we're the children of God, That doesn't, God doesn't care anything about Israel anymore. Mm. The guy looked at me and said, man, I don't know what Bible you've been reading.
Well, so I had to go. They're in all four corners of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I had to go and start reading my Bible after he said that. And then after I went back, went and started really reading my Bible, I found out that they will always be God's special people. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not that God loves them any more than he loves you or me, but they still are his chosen ones because of Abraham.
Because that's where he came from.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And in that day you will say, oh Lord, I will praise you.
Yes.
Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation.
Okay, that's a song of praise that Israel, but I believe all of us, need to be praying, praising God with. That though at one time, before Jesus came and paid the price, yes, God was angry with us, but his anger is turned away, and he comforts us, mm-hmm. and now God is our salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. Not just not afraid of him, because we do fear the Lord, but not as far as the scary fear, we reverence him. Mm-hmm. We respect him. Amen. And he says, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, who is Yah?
Yahweh.
Exactly. He said, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. So we don't look to any other God, any other thing. Yahweh is our God.
Amen.
Okay? Okay, verse 3.
Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
Yes, yes. I love that verse.
And in that day, you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst.
Okay. Amen. This is a hymn of praise, a song of praise that they would sing to the Lord, that we all can sing or should be able to sing to the Lord. Amen. That behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength, my song. He has become my salvation. I don't worry about anything anymore because God has become my salvation. Mm-hmm. And then, and like I said, that next verse I love. Therefore, with joy, I will draw water from the wells of salvation. Mm-hmm. You know, some places you get water from, it doesn't taste good.
That's true.
But there are other places you can get water. It's so fresh and it's so nice. And as we told, with joy, I draw my water now from the wells of salvation. Mm-hmm. There were places that we used to go to try to get joy from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but it was never truly filling.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It was never truly quenching that thirst that we had.
Amen.
But now,
I don't know if it matters or not, but when I grew up, I lived in La Crosse, Wisconsin, right on the Mississippi River for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Mississippi River is a Mississippi River. It's kind of, you know, it's not clear or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that great. But 10 feet, 15 feet from the edge of the river, there was a pipe stuck up out of the ground, a large one, and water flowed out of the top of that thing constantly year-round. Year-round. It was called an artesian well, and it was right next to the river. And that was unbelievably the best one. I wish I could have it in my backyard. It was so good.
Okay.
And it was cold, and it's just year-round. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would turn into a monstrous icicle during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, you know, they're talking
clear,
about
mm-hmm. clear and
pure water.
Yeah, right next to the nasty.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you draw with joy, you draw water from the wells of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God has provided for his children. Wells of salvation where we can get our joy from. Regardless of what else is going on around us,
mm-hmm.
If we will turn our hearts to God, we can draw water from the wells of salvation with joy.
Mm-hmm.
We can be happy regardless of what else is going on in the world.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's go move on to 13 then.
The burden against Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw.
Oh boy, okay.
Lift up a banner on the high mountain. Raise your voice to them. Wave your hand, that they may enter the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, those who rejoice in my exaltation.
So God has called a people, a special people, for himself, because he's about to do something here against his enemies. And as it said back a few chapters ago, chapter 10, it says, yeah, woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees. So here we go again, where you got another situation where he's giving some woes to somebody. Okay.
The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like that of many people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts musters the army for battle.
God is getting his people together for battle.
Mm.
And when he does, if you're part of the enemy, I would warn you to look out. Okay?
They come from a far country, from the end of heaven. The Lord and his weapons of indignation to destroy the whole land.
Mm.
Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp, every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs of sorrow and will take a hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames.
I don't know. I mean, I've never been in that situation before.
Childbirth on you.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
No children.
I don't. But for those of you that have,
yeah.
You know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I have no clue.
Every man's heart will melt.
That's crazy.
They will be afraid. Pains and sorrow will take hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be in pain as a woman, like a woman in childbirth.
Uh-huh.
That's how they'll be feeling. So, yeah.
One day.
Enemies, anyways.
You will feel what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that pain, so I can't identify.
That is. That's not on the last one, anyway.
The last two.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. we had learned, okay?
About an epidural?
No, we had learned that was a curse that was put on the woman because
mm-hmm.
of what Eve did.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus delivered us
mm-hmm.
from every curse,
mm-hmm.
and therefore the woman should not be under that curse anymore. And we declared that before our last two children,
mm-hmm.
and she went through both of them without having labor pains and all.
We just learned that with Miss Angel like last 2 months ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, a little late.
Yeah,
but,
very late about covering that sin of Eve. It's just like,
yeah.
I would have known that.
They didn't even want to believe that she was in labor at the time.
Wow.
We had to convince them.
And when they checked me, it was like, oh!
Yep.
Get the doctor in. They're telling me, don't push. The doctor's coming. He's at home, right, because it's nighttime. You know, hold on.
James,
come on now, I'm ready
baby.
To push.
He's okay. Ready.
And I told all him, right. You all better get her, because they were saying when we first got her, because she wasn't acting up or anything, they were saying she wasn't ready yet and all. I told them, look, y'all better get this woman in there and get the room ready because I've got insurance. Okay? And if anything happens, somebody's going to be sued. And so they called for somebody, you know, to come in, to go into the labor room and check out. A dude came out. I mean, his face was white as a ghost. Y'all, get the labor room ready. This baby is coming out now. But anyway, it was really
awesome.
Astounding. Yeah.
It was like my mom and her last kid, she had six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Last kid, and she knew what was coming. She knew how it happened, how it worked, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they had her in the hallway, and he said, you're all right. You got lots of time and all that. And she goes, no. and finally, my dad took one look, and he says, he tore it up. He said, the baby's head was there.
Okay, yep. Yes.
Right.
So, but that ain't what this one is talking about.
Right.
Now,
no.
These are a whole different situation that these men are going to be in.
No,
they will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Verse 9.
Like hot flashes.
And I will be amazed at your face.
I do have those. I'm like, Lord.
Verse 9.
Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it.
Mm.
For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine.
So this is going to happen in the last days. This is actually going to happen.
Mm.
Okay? And so I truly trust and believe that Jesus will have come for his, and I will be one of those and be going out of here before this kind of stuff happens. Okay?
I will punish the world for its evil.
Mm.
And the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible.
And that's going to be all at the same time.
Mm. Yes,
gonna
yes.
Be struck with a mighty awe.
Mm. Yes.
Going to be incredible.
Yep.
I think people are bad now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not just Democrats.
I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold.
Mm.
A man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and the day of his fierce anger. It shall be as the hunted gazelle and as a sheep that no man takes up.
Mm,
every man shepherd. Will turn to his own people, and everyone will flee to his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is captured will fall by the sword.
So this is a terrible time that's coming.
Their children
and
will also be dashed.
Wait a minute, I'm just saying, you wanna try to make sure that you're in a right place with God.
Amen.
When this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No one will know the day or the time.
No.
Isn't that kind of stuff happening right now in the
in some places, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Their children will also be dashed to pieces before their eyes.
Mm.
Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, violated, yes.
Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver, and as far as gold, they will not delight in it.
So you can't pay your way, you can't buy your way out of it, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I read this and I just think, we have to be careful about the things we look at, the things we the people we hang out with sometimes and talk with,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Because, you know, you get caught up in this kind of stuff.
Very easily.
Yeah, you get caught up in it, and You find yourself stuck down here. Jesus took his people out, and you find yourself stuck down here. And we know that that will happen.
Yes.
That will happen. And but thank God that they will know enough to be able to reach others when they realize what's going on. But why fool around when you know it's going to happen? This is Jesus is coming back for his people, and there's going to be some devastation on this earth. And
but some people have the attitude of, Lord, I just want to go ahead and I want to get this done first. Mm-hmm. And then,
right,
then,
right.
Then I'm going to get
turn my life
together.
Over mm-hmm. to you. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope. And you don't want to take a chance on that.
He's right. telling you this stuff now so you ain't shocked later.
Exactly. Right, right. And we know we all have our issues, you know, here in this life, but we have to be working toward getting rid of the issues.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I see this one. Couple of pastors that I follow and look at, and they both said it recently, the times that I've been listening, that they don't trust their own thinking, even their own thoughts. They
right.
Don't
mm-hmm.
sit
right.
in their own head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have to stay constantly grounded in.
Yes. Right. Right. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
People mm-hmm. even having conversation, if it's not fruitful or you know, beneficial, to just kind of let it go.
Amen.
And just take
Amen.
Hold with God's word. Mm-hmm. Just
yes.
Mm-hmm. Have that in your mind.
Yes.
Right.
I agree.
Because the enemy is out to. If you let it put it, you know, just open the door a little bit for foolishness, he will jump in and have you wrapped up further than you were before you found Jesus. So we have to be careful and really
Amen.
Know that this is real. This is real.
Also, their bows will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eye will not spare children.
It's happening now.
Yes, yes.
It's happening too often.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
In Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the
Chaldeans'
pride will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, gosh. Anybody know anything about Sodom and Gomorrah? That was a terrible time. There was nobody left alive. In mm-hmm. fact,
there's still evidence of it there.
Yes.
Right. The little balls of sulfur that mm-hmm. fell from the sky. Mm-hmm. They found it.
Right. And with Lot's right. wife was even
she
one of them.
She
right.
turned into
yeah,
a
they
stone.
Said there's a pillar of salt there.
Yep.
With her.
So this will let you know that God's not playing here.
Mm-hmm.
It will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. There was not anyone left. Okay?
It will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation. Mm. Nor will the Arabian pitch tents there, nor will the shepherds make their sheepfolds there. Mm. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of owls. Ostriches will dwell there, and wild goats will caper there.
So the only thing that you'll have there, I mean, there won't be anything as far as basically civilized life there.
Right, right.
All you have is beasts mm-hmm. of the desert.
Mm-hmm. He'll eat like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bugs and sticks.
Yep.
Not
so,
right.
Nothing I would want in my house.
No.
Okay.
A lot of this reminds me of hearing on the news over the last, 6 or 8 months, where the Hamas has been going in and killing
yeah.
infants.
Yes.
That
yes.
they burned that one infant to pieces.
Mm. And then they're raping the women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everything that this is talking about,
yes.
they were talking about Hamas doing this to the people of Israel.
Yep.
Well, within that Gaza Strip.
Right.
And hopefully it will turn them back. Because this has happened over and over again. If you read, I mean, yeah, I mean, as I've been reading, starting reading through the Old Testament again, yeah, those, I mean, the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, you go through those, and just over and over again, they keep doing the same thing. And then God delivers them, and then 20 years later, they're going back to doing it again. So God's trying to warn us. Okay.
For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land, the strangers
Wait a minute, wait, did we?
The hyena will howl in their citadels and jackals in their pleasant places. Her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged.
Okay, so once again, we're given warnings here. And so many of the things we're all already seeing that it's true. So we have a choice. We can believe and trust God, or we can think that this is all just fairy tale stuff.
It's not just believe and trust, it's also do his commandments.
Obey.
You have to
exactly.
Follow him.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting here that these are commandments and not just suggestions?
It's a commandment to be like God, not just to know about him,
right?
It is, and that's a fact. And we really, really, at this time, if we have never been serious about the thing about God and the things of God before, it's time to get serious, because soon it will be too late. Because once that trumpet sounds, if you're not in place, there's going to be no time to get in place.
Right.
You got to be ready at that time to go. So Jesus is coming back for his. My desire is to be one of them. I don't want to be left here for the things that are going to happen. Yeah. So.
Man, they don't like troubles.
Or the kids either.
Right?
You got to take them with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, any questions or comments over that which we have read and discussed here tonight? And you want to, as much as you can, warn others also, especially your loved ones, but even those aren't necessarily your loved ones. You want to try to warn people. I think there was something really good that Lance said when he was here last Sunday. He declared, how much do you have to hate a person that if you believe in hell, you don't try to warn them about it? That hit me. I mean, that really, I had not been stuck like that in a while. But as far as witnessing,
being in life,
how much do you have to hate a person to not try to tell them about salvation and the danger of hell? And the fact that that was not even a saved man that said it. It was an atheist that said that. Okay. All right. Anybody, anything else? Okay. So you can put your markers.
Light and
shine.
He properly put me down.
Okay. All right, would someone like to give us a closing prayer, please?
Dear Lord, thank you for our time to meet here, Lord.
Thank you.
To get even more in depth in your word and to have our time with our brothers and our sisters. Lord,
yes.
Lift up Isaiah, Lord, as he goes forth in college. Help him to get plugged into a good group of Christian friends and a good church down there, but also that he will be that light that shines.
Help him, Lord.
And that, you know, send him people that need to see that light, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, just protect us all as we go home and we all meet again on Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Saturday.